Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host, Belinda, and I've got a lovely guest in store for you today. Maya Huchan is a globally recognized keynote speaker, author, leadership educator, and master certified coach. She specializes in global leadership, cross-cultural management, diversity, and inclusion. Ranked top 8 global solution thinkers by Thinkers 50, World Top Leaders Guru, and top 100 thought leaders in management and leadership, Maya has worked with thousands of leaders from global Fortune 500 companies around the world. Maya is the founder and president of Global Leadership Associates, a global consultancy that partners with organizations to build leadership capabilities and enable profound growth and change. Her new book, Saving Face, How to Preserve Dignity and Build Trust, just became a number one bestseller in 3 categories on Amazon. It's my pleasure to welcome Maya to our show today.
Hi, Belinda. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yes, absolutely. And congratulations on your book. That is awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, so just fill in some of the gaps from your bio. Let's get to know you a little bit better. Tell us a little bit about your journey, how you became one of the top thought leaders of in the world. And so give us a little bit more information on how all that came to pass.
Well, I let me start from the beginning that I was born and raised in Taiwan, and I came to the U.S. to go to graduate school. And this has been a exciting and certainly very challenging journey over the years that I started off actually work in broadcasting and also as a senior executive for nonprofit organizations. So then I started working as a executive coach as well as a leadership development consultant. Mainly helping leaders around the world in large as well as some medium and smaller size organizations to develop their leadership capabilities so that they can become the best leader to their team as well as their organizations. And I do that through speaking, coaching, teaching, and writing.
Oh, that's wonderful. I guess another fun tip to know about you is you're the mother of triplets.
Yes, absolutely, I am. And I'm a proud mother of triplets. And, you know, it certainly is it's quite a journey. And I'm happy to report that kids are 22 and we're still sheltered in place, but everybody's healthy and doing well.
Oh, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about your business and how it has shaped your lifestyle, especially your lifestyle today. Versus how it was maybe before, even your, you know, move from Taiwan and now you're here in the U.S. So how has the business affected your lifestyle today?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I chose to be an entrepreneur and to start my own business after working in the corporate world as well as working for, you know, various organizations that I chose to be able to, leverage my strength to be able to work with clients. So being an entrepreneur, that there are definitely ups and downs and a lot of challenges as well as rewards. So I think the best part about being an entrepreneur is that I'm able to really pretty much set my own schedule. So I was able to manage my own time and manage my own schedule. And then so I was able to balance my my role as a mother, wife, as well as being a businesswoman. And so to have that kind of freedom, It's wonderful, and I would not trade anything for that. And so before COVID, that I do a lot of traveling. I'm on the road quite a bit, traveling globally to work with clients. But you know, since COVID, that I pretty much staying home and working from my home office. But I think that because of the technology that really enable me to serve the clients continuously, and distance is not really an issue because I have access to all the technology, and I love it. I think to lifestyle wise, that I feel that it's really I have a lot of control over my own time, and also I was able to say no if I don't feel it was the right fit or right kind of work, but then also really focus on doing what I'm passionate about.
Very good. Very good. So let's talk a little bit about skill sets. So everybody has their superpowers, and we'd love to hear yours. So what do you think that your superpowers have been that have really helped you in not only owning your own business, but really achieving that success?
Well, I don't know, Belinda. I don't know if I have any superpower. That sounds like, you know, Wonder Woman kind of ability. I think that what I feel that I tend to focus on is number one is know my own strengths and also my own weaknesses, so that I was able to leverage my strengths to continue to do things that I am I'm interested, I'm good at. And and then of course working hard is like my mantra, right? Mm-hmm. Always that make sure that I do the best work I can possibly do. And I like to under promise and over deliver. So it's something that I have learned since I was a child. Work, you know, in from Taiwan, that my parents, teacher, and that's the Asian background taught me that you know, if you wanted to succeed in anything, that you have to put in your hard work and be, you know, and don't take any shortcuts, and then just work hard and continue to do your best. So another important thing that I find to be, you know, that I live by is just really stick with my values. Mm-hmm. And I believe that, you know, there are certain values that I stick to, like, you know, hardworking is certainly one of them, integrity, and also, you know, continue to focus on what is the positive impact that I can make for my clients, for my community, and for the people that I encounter every day, that what can I bring to this world, and then to make positive changes, just one person at a time, one day at a time.
That is so right. You know, I would love it if you would just expand just a tiny bit on working hard, because you know what? I'm with you. You've got to put the work in. And I think everybody's looking for the shortcut. Everybody's looking for ways that they can make the time shorter to succeed, or, you know, be an overnight success on the internet, or the list goes on and on and on. I mean, I'm seeing this more and more and more. And in fact, you know, there's this old saying of, you know, work smarter, not harder. And so we get that in our heads, which it is good to be smart. Like, where can we be more efficient? I think that's where that saying comes from. But people interpret this that you just don't have to put the work in. And I think it's a big myth that's out there in society today, that everything is just easy and you can make money overnight and be an overnight success on the internet. And it's just crazy.
Right. Well, you know, Belinda, I think that sometimes we read those success stories and then we think everything seems so easy, right? And but we don't always understand the stories behind those success. And it takes, you know, long hours of continue to sharpen your saw, to master your craft, and then to work hard to build that relationships, and then to to study, to work hard, to, you know, I think we, many of us have heard about what Malcolm Gladwell wrote about in his book, Outlier, is that it takes 10,000 hours to really master a craft. And I think it's much more than that. If you wanted to be good at something, that you have to stick to it and stay focused and continue to get better and master whatever that you wanted to get better at. And I think that it, ultimately that you would be able to present your work with pride, because you know that you have done your best. But I also think that, you know, in this day and age, there is opposite. So sometimes people think that success is so easy, but then sometimes they also think that, oh gosh, you know, I can never get there, right? And, you know, keep working hard and become workaholic. And, you know, particularly here in the Western society, that people are taking so much time at their work that, you know, we take so little time for ourselves. And so one thing that I have learned in the recent years is that it's so important to have a balance, particularly when I coach leaders, particularly those type A leaders, that they are very driven and ambitious and they wanted to continue to succeed in their life and their careers. And they work so hard that they sometimes neglect their personal well-being as well as their family. So being mindful of that, what kind of where you are, you know, in your life, and also how are you taking care of selves and also others, and you know, particularly people that are close to you, and value those relationships. And then sometimes that how you measure success is not just your bank account or the title after your name. It's really has a lot to do with what kind of relationship you're building and then the impact that you're having. So I think mindfulness is so crucial in this day and age. So it's not just about, you know, all work, no play. I think that the true success really should be someone that's well-balanced and look at all aspects of their lives and then think about, you know, when I'm 95 years old, taking my last breath and looking back at my life, you know, what is it that I'm proud of? And it should, you know, and what is it that I feel like what is my regret? Right. And hopefully that most of the time research show that people feel that they're taking their last breath, they regret something that they did not do rather than something that they have tried. Yep. So if you have a dream, go for it. Even though you may think that things, you know, it could be hard and it require a lot of hard work. But you know what? It's better to give it a try and take that risk and then just, you know, and then rather than hold yourself back and then regret later on.
All right, great. So what is one of your most outstanding accomplishments or something you've achieved that's super meaningful for you?
Well, I would say, Belinda, that you mentioned earlier, I'm a mother of triplets, right? Mm-hmm. I think that to be able to raise triplets is one of my biggest achievements, because they're not just any ordinary triplets. I actually have two kids are autistic, so they're in the spectrum of autism. And so with their special needs that, you know, in the last 22 years, we have experienced a lot of challenges of raising them and continue to bring them up so they can become healthy and then happy and productive individuals. So it's a journey that I've been on for a long time with my husband. And I think that I'm proud to say that, you know, they still have their challenges, but overall that they're happy and healthy adults, young adults. And then my typical child, Tyler, he just graduated from UCLA, and he has been a a wonderful brother to his brother and sisters, and he is also somebody that I'm very proud of. He's empathetic and hardworking, and so I have to say that this is something I am proud of, is being a mother of the triplets. My kids, they taught me to be a better person, mm-hmm. and to be more empathetic, and to really appreciate things that seem ordinary, but mean so much in our day-to-day life. So, I would say that's probably one of my biggest accomplishments in my life.
Oh, that's wonderful, for sure. So let's talk about working from your happy place. What's that mean to you?
I think working from my happy place is to find my calling, okay? And then to do the work with the people that I enjoy working with, and to also focus on the areas that really align with my values, my personal values, and then to continue to see the results, the positive results of the work that I put out there, whether is to teach a leadership class, to help leaders continue to develop their leadership capabilities so they have a positive impact on the people they interact with and they work with, or to write books and to get the message out there and hopefully to be able to have some positive influence. And I also I'm a columnist for Inc.com. So every month I reflect on the work I do and the experience that I've had in the world. And I'm publishing articles in various topics focusing on leadership and as well as diversity, inclusion, and equity. So working from my happy place is to know that every day that I'm taking small steps to help someone or get the message out that hopefully creates some positive impact in the world.
Very good. I'm sure you are. I can tell by talking with you. It's been enjoyable. So what advice would you give to others who are wanting to go down this entrepreneurial road, that want to explore entrepreneurship?
Absolutely. I would suggest that first, really know yourself, right? So entrepreneurship is not for everyone. And so, it's important to first know what your strengths are and also what your weaknesses are, and to also understand that what it takes to be an entrepreneur. So that's the first step. And then secondly is that I would continue to expand your network and meet and surround yourself with people who are successful in terms of in their domain, and but also have high integrity, so that you can continue to learn from them and talk with them, ask questions, and continue to stay in a growth mindset, a learning mindset, to continue to learn how other people do it, and then think about which one that you can adapt for yourself. So and then the third thing is that, don't compare yourself with others, because that's usually the source of unhappiness and frustration and dissatisfaction. But continue to compare yourself with yourself to say, have I done my best? At the end of the day, that have I done my best to finish this report or write this article or work with this client. And so, and continue to learn from every experience, whether it's positive or negative. And over the years, I have learned that, of course, we all like positive feedback from our clients or people we work with. But sometimes the negative feedback are the ones that really help us grow. So welcome and even seek out
for those constructive negative feedback, to understand that how was my work perceived by others, and that if it's not optimum, what can I do to improve? So I would definitely suggest that to continue to work on those, and then surround yourself with personal advisory board. So, you know, make sure that, you know, there's a saying I think we have all heard, many of us heard, that is that you are the average of the five your closest people. So if you really think about it, look around, and who are your closest advisors, friends, clients, or coworkers? And if you are the average of those five people, then I think we need to be very selective of the people that we surround ourselves with, and continue to focus on things that really matters and that's important to you, and also can have a positive impact on the community. So those are some of the advice that I have learned over the years, and also from the leaders that I have worked with, that I have seen that they're truly living a fulfilling life, and not only have a successful career, but also they are truly have joy and happiness in their personal life as well.
Very good. Well, this has been really wonderful chatting with you. So share with our listeners some new and exciting things that you're working on.
Okay, well, this is, first of all, I during COVID, you know, because we're all sheltered at home, so I have to tell you something, a personal hobby that I started is I'm growing vegetable gardens. So Ooh. That's my new project. And it's just being so rewarding, you know, to be able to grow and touch the soil and grow vegetables and fruits. And then to be able to, you know, just consume them and then see them grow. It's the most satisfying thing I have ever experienced. Just, you know, amazing. So work-wise, that because of the events that has developed in the recent this year, on top of COVID, is that the George Floyd event and then the social injustice. So I am devoting more and more of my time and effort in working with leaders to continue to help them in their diversity, equity, and inclusion journey for themselves as individuals, and also for their organizations. So this has been something that I spend a lot of time to continue to learn about this topic, and also to share that with the organization and the leaders, and continue to help them on this journey. So that's something I'm very, very excited about, and that's something that I will continue to do for the future.
Very good. Well, this has been very lovely and delightful. And thank you so much for sharing your insights and wisdom with our audience today. I know I certainly appreciate it. So can you let our listeners know where they can find you?
Yes, it's easy to find me actually online. And I have a website. It's www.mayahuchan. It's MayaHuchan.com. And that's all one word. You can easily connect with me on social media as well. And so again, it's MayaHuchan.com.
Very good. Well, thank you again so much for being with us today. And to everyone out there, please take the time to subscribe to our podcast so that you don't miss a single episode. And Maya and I would both love it if you would leave us a rating or a review, because that's how we learn to grow and learn to better serve you. So once again, Maya, thanks so much for being our guest on Work From Your Happy Place.
Thank you, Linda.
All right, until we all see each other again on Work From Your Happy Place, have a great day.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.